So I'm here in San Francisco this week, and I just did a piece on streaming channels, the cable streaming alternatives, and I forgot to mention one of them, Philo.tv. So Philo said, get your butt over here. We know you're in San Francisco. We want to tell you all about it. Andrew McCollum is the CEO, co-founder, and interesting pitch, $20 a month, way cheaper than everybody else. Don't have the broadcast networks, have a lot of your favorite cable networks. Tell everybody, Andrew, about Philo.tv.
Yeah, the idea behind Philo is really that everybody knows that TV has been getting more expensive. A lot of the cost of television, the typical cable package, goes to sports and broadcast networks. That's the lion's share of the cost, and it's actually the lion's share of the price increase over time as well. So a lot of, you know, the typical cable TV consumer, year after year, is paying more and more for sports and broadcast content. If that's not what you want from your TV experience, then you're stuck paying more and more for stuff that you don't care about and you don't watch. That's really a lot of how we approached the content mix with Philo, is to say there's a lot of people who sports and broadcast networks aren't the main thing they're looking to get, or they're getting broadcast networks over the air. You know, can we give them an alternative where they can get a really deep selection of entertainment, lifestyle, knowledge-focused networks, cable networks, at a much lower price? That's how we can bring the price down to just $20 a month.
Give people a taste of what some of the networks are that you have.
Yeah, so, you know, things like A&E, AMC, Discovery Channel, Comedy Central, Food Network, HGTV, basically any non-sports cable channel you can think of, there's a very good chance that we carry it.
I think you're missing the news networks. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We also don't, non-sports, non-news. We do have a couple of news networks, but generally also the major, you know, cable news networks go with the sports networks.
So why don't you have the news networks? Because I this consumer over here, that's basically all I want to see. I can live without most of the networks, but I'd like to have the news networks there.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I think that this is an area that could change. I think we're interested in seeing how we could offer news. But yeah, typically the news networks are owned by the same programmers that own the sports channels, and they won't license them separately. So, you know, if we wanted to offer, you know, some of the news networks like NBC News, we'd have to offer, and MSNBC, we'd have to offer all the other, you know, Comcast, NBC networks, which would drive up the cost significantly. But I think there are some solutions that could get us there. I think some people want news, but interestingly, we also hear a lot of people who say they're happy to not have news in the package. They sort of want to, I guess, be prevented from their own sort of choices around watching the news content, and they're happy to sort of not have it in the lineup.
Streaming wars, how are they affecting you? Everything that's been going on for the last year.
Well, I'll answer that, but I'd like to get back to your point about a la carte as well. But, you know, I think that all this stuff around the streaming wars, we view it as super positive, that it will be a big boon to what we're doing, because, you know, all these new services that are coming to market, Disney Plus, you know, Peacock, HBO Max, generally the way you get these services is by using Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, Android TV, these connected TV devices, which is where our service runs. And we don't actually carry content from Disney, NBC, Warner, etc. So they're actually really great add-ons to Philo, where you're not duplicating anything, and it's a way to get access to these libraries of content from other programmers.
All right, so for people who want to subscribe, philo.tv, correct? Go to the website?
Our website is philo.com, but we also have philo.tv. That works just as well. It's one less character to type. Either one will get you to the same place, and you can subscribe.
Or download the app.
Yeah, or you can download our app. We have on Android, iOS, etc. I already mentioned that, you know, it's really easy to try Philo out. I said it's literally under 10 seconds to go to the website, type in your phone number, and once we confirm it, you're in the product. You can start watching content right away.
Andrew McCollum, Philo.com, Philo.tv. Take your pick. Thanks for having us here at the Philo offices in San Francisco. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. You can find me on Twitter @Jefferson Graham, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.